I don't know if the sermon notes are distributed yet or not. In the interest of time, we'll directly get into the word. While the sermon notes are passed along, I think it's an important thing for each one of us. As parents, I know we aspire for children's career studies and their growth. Definitely, we all aspire for that, but there is no greater joy than to see our children walking in the truth. And I think it's a great encouragement for every parent in order to be able to pray for our children, in order to be able to take the step towards their walk in the newness of life, and that is very important. I remember just a few days ago, I think maybe 10 days ago or so, while I was saying goodnight to Joanne, that's when she said, "Dad, I want to talk to you." I said, "What?" And then I sat with her on the bed. And that's when she came forward and said, "I think I'm ready to witness in water baptism." Then I spoke to her. In the past days, Salome had been praying with her on the bed, especially praying for her spiritual growth. But there was a point of time when she herself called and said that she wanted to witness in water baptism. A few years ago, when we announced that there will be a baptism class upstairs at 1:30, so when I went there, suddenly I saw no one else other than Jason, who was sitting there, and he was saying, "Jason, why are you here?" And he said, "I want to know more about what it means to get baptized." This was in 2016, and later others also joined the class. And after many questions and back and forth that has happened with him and other brothers, he finally said he wanted to take baptism. So we are thankful to God for that. And I pray that every parent would have the similar kind of experience and maybe much better experiences in your life than what we are experiencing today. So as the sermon notes are passed along, the children, we can go to the Sunday schools now if you were here. Thank you. We are continuing our series on the fear of God. We'll keep it short and try to understand what we can learn from this particular aspect of the fear of God. Shall we read the primary verse that is taken? This is taken from Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. 3:16. We all know John 3:16. This is Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Shall we all read this together, please, in the theme of fear of God? All together, please. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name." I hope the microphones are given to everyone. Shall we, those of somebody, please read it in Telugu, please.
Urdu.
"Tab khudan tarso ne aapas mein guftgu ki aur khudaman ne mutawajjih hokar suna aur unke liye jo khudaman se darte hain aur uske naam ki naam ko yaad karte the uske huzur yaadgar ka daftar likha gaya."
Tamil, please.
"அப்பொழுது கர்த்தருக்கு பயந்தவர்கள் ஒருவரோடு ஒருவர் பேசிக்கொள்வார்கள். கர்த்தர் கவனித்து கேட்பார். கர்த்தருக்கு பயந்தவர்களுக்காகவும் அவருடைய நாமத்தை தியானிக்கிறவர்களுக்காகவும் ஞாபக புஸ்தகம் ஒன்று அவருக்கு முன்பாக எழுதப்பட்டிருக்கிறது."
Hindi, you can read it too, sister.
"தப் யெகோவா கா பயமான் நே வலோங் நே ஆபஸ் மே பதாங்கே ஔர் யெகோவா தியான் தர் கர் உன்கி சுந்தா ஹே ஔர் ஜோ யெகோவா கா பய மானதே ஹே ஔர் உஸ்கே நாம் கா சம்மான் கர்தே ஹே உன்கே ஸ்மரண் கே நிமித் உஸ்கே சமான் மே ஏக் புஸ்தக் லிகே ஜாதே ஹே தி."
So today we are going to look at the sermon that is titled Book of Remembrance. Book of Remembrance. I don't know if you have meditated upon it, if you have learnt about it, wonderful. It's a good reminder. And if you haven't heard about this, it's a good thing that we are learning from the scriptures that there is a book of remembrance. Especially this weekend, it's a memorial day. It's a Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people remember those who gave their lives. In memory of those who gave their life for the nation, the Memorial Day is celebrated. Most of us have a holiday tomorrow as well. And while I was praying about what to share, the Lord directed me to this particular scriptural portion, which is aligning to our series on the fear of God, as well as to be able to understand what this Book of Remembrance is. Book of Remembrance. While we talk about remembering, memorial is more or less like a remembering, right? That's a word. So as a nation, United States that we are in, they are remembering those who gave their life for the nation. And sometimes we remember people. But this particular day that we want to focus upon from the Bible is God remembering. You see that? God, He will never forget what is happening in our lives. Something to be able to focus upon. And for that, the scripture talks about those who fear the Lord. Those who fear the Lord. And that is a series, and that's a very, very important aspect. Understanding about every other thing is important. I'm not denying it. But if you don't have the fear of God, you need to question yourself about your faith. Last week, we meditated upon Noah. By faith, Noah, when he was warned by God, moved with fear and prepared an ark for the salvation of his household. And he was a heir. He became a heir of righteousness according to faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. The more we meditate on the word of God, we tend to memorize it as well. It just is in my memory because we have meditated upon it. So when you have the fear of God, you will be moved. If you have the faith in God, you will be moved with the fear of God as well. So now in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, in the context that is written, this is the last book of the Old Testament, the last prophecy that is mentioned about what is going to happen 400 years later. There was a silence in between. Dark period, some people say. That happened between Malachi and the New Testament period. So chapter 3, it starts with the one who is going to come at the beginning of the New Testament era. That is John the Baptist. I will send a messenger. And then he also talks about another messenger who is Jesus Christ, the messenger of the covenant. And then he talks about in verse 2, the refiner's fire and fuller's soap, how he is going to come. It talks, this particular chapter actually talks about both the advents of Jesus Christ, the first coming and second coming of Jesus Christ combined. So here we see Jesus Christ coming as a refiner's fire and the fuller's soap in order to be able to purify. And then in verse 5, he says, then I will draw near to you for judgment. He is a God who not only has come to save us from our sins, but he's going to come back. The second time he's going to come back, he's going to come as a judge. Remember that. And there is no escape there. And here we see towards the end of verse 5 of Malachi chapter 3, it says, those who are against those who swear falsely, etc., and do not fear me. He is going to come and judge those who do not fear God. Remember that. If you never thought about fearing God, you thought, oh, Jesus Christ, God is a gracious God. He is ever-loving God. Remember one thing. He's a consuming fire as well. He's a God of judgment as well. He's going to judge those who do not fear God. How do you live out a life out of fear of God? The moment you wake up in the morning, the thought process, the things that we see, the actions that we do, would you do if you have the fear of God? You claim to say, each one of us claim to say that we have faith in God. But can you answer the question, do you have the fear of God? Oh, God doesn't like this. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't speak like this. I shouldn't think of someone like that. I shouldn't backbite. I should be careful. The fear of God will drive everyday life to be careful not to do the things that we shouldn't do. And the love of God will drive us to do the things what God wants us to do. So today, we are going to quickly look at two aspects of this particular verse, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. What is it? Please note down the headings. The fear of God and the favor of God. Two things that we are going to see quickly. Fear of God and the favor of God. Fear of God from our side, favor of God from God's side. Do you see that? As you inculcate, as you live out a life, each one of us, including myself, and I say you, it includes myself as well. As we live out a life in the fear of God, you will experience the favor of God. Let me tell you that. Here in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, notice this very carefully, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. Those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. What is this speaking to one another? When those who fear the Lord, the people who are God-fearers, they talk to one another. You don't be yourself. As you fear God, you will want to connect or fellowship or speak to those who fear the Lord as well. In order to be able to encourage them, come on, that's fine. I know you're going through different situations in your life. Let us have the fear of God. They will speak to one another. There is one verse, I will just read it out. If you want to note down the references, you can do that. Psalm chapter 66 and verse 16. Psalm chapter 66 and verse 16. It says, come and hear, all you fear God, and I will declare what God has done for my soul. Psalm chapter 66 and verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God. This is how those who fear God speak to one another. And as you call people and say, hear, those who fear God, I will declare what God has done for my soul. That is a testimony, my dear. As we stand here, more than giving a testimony of many things that have happened in our lives, sometimes for our glory, no, we want to tell everything that has happened. I want to declare what God has done for my soul. That is how you speak to one another. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. So speak to one another. Note it down. Speak to one another. That's the first thing that you can note down under the fear of God. So as you have the fear of God, you speak to one another and your conversation will be about God. Your conversation with other people is those who fear God, to be able to connect with people. That is what a proof of a person who fears God. It is not about self-dabba, talking about, oh, this is what has happened in my life. I will tell you what, I will declare to you what God has done. It's God's doing. And the second thing that we see in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, towards the end of verse 16, for those who fear the Lord and those who esteem his name. Note it down. Esteem God's name. Esteeming, honoring, to be able to really give the rightful honor to the name of God. The Bible says there is no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ by which we can be saved. If there is anyone sitting here who does not have the experience of salvation through Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you whether your name is a Christian name. I'm not asking you whether you're born in a Christian family. I'm not asking you whether you're attending the church regularly, but I'm asking you, are you saved? Do you believe in the name of Jesus Christ by which you can be saved? Can you answer that question, or are you going to turn roundabout and say, oh, my parents have done this, and then I've been attending the church? That is not salvation, let me tell you. The personal experience of the fact that Jesus Christ has come into this world for my sake, as a sinner, by birth, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior to save me from my sins because I cannot save myself. And to believe in that name of Jesus Christ, the name itself, Jesus, means Savior. Have you confessed of your sins? Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you have that faith? If not, maybe today is the day, now is the time, when you can accept Jesus Christ into your heart. As the Spirit of God convicts you, do not be disobedient to the voice of God. Such a great salvation, how could you neglect, my dear? How could you neglect it? And for those who have the faith, are you esteeming his name? Are you glorifying his name? Are you using the name of God in vain? Or are you using the name of God to glorify him? Everything that happens in our lives, to direct it to God and say, God, I thank you that you have done this in our lives. God has been doing this work. Esteeming God's name. And then, if you see in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17, towards the end, it says, I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Note it down quickly. Serve God. Those who fear God will speak to one another about what God has done in their lives. They will esteem God's name, and also they will keep on serving the Lord. They don't just keep quiet, just coming, attending the church and going, in what way I can serve the Lord? In what way I can be able to minister to God? How? In what way I can be of help to someone? In what way I can share the gospel with someone? In what way I can help in the church matters? Anything, I'm available to be able to serve God. I don't need to wait for somebody to tell, but instead I will go and ask, is there anything that I can do? I want to serve God because I fear God. I want to revere his name, the name, the house of God that is by his name. I want to serve him. I want to serve him with gladness. I want to worship him with gladness. You see that? Serving God. I think verse 18 also says the same. So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. God is looking for those people who serve him wholeheartedly. The ones who serve him out of fear. In the Old Testament days, people were so afraid to enter into the house of God, to touch the Ark of the Covenant. Now, nobody cares. The life that we are living, we are taking the grace of God as a license. We don't give the necessary importance to the presence of God. We don't give the, because the fear of God is lost, in other words. Yes, I understand it is not about the physical things, but how about the heart? Do we have the fear of God? Oh, I should be careful. The way in which I live, the presence of God in the house of God, the presence of God in my own house, the presence of God as I'm traveling. Do you have the fear of God, my dear? If you have the fear of God, you will show forth by speaking to one another as to what God has done. You will esteem God's name, and also you will serve him wholeheartedly. Now let us see what is the favor of God in all of this. In the favor of God, verse 16 itself, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and it stopped there. There was a favor of God. What is the favor of God? The second portion. And the Lord gave attention and heard it. As you speak to one another, as you speak to situations that are happening in your life, when you are making calls to someone, another person, when you are calling them, when you are texting them, when you are meeting them and discussing face to face, in all this, let me tell you, there is another witness. You know who that witness is? God himself. God is listening. Some of the English translations says, God hearkened and heard it. I like the way in which it is mentioned in New King James versions and King James version. The Lord hearkened and heard. What is the difference between hearkening and hearing? One is to pay attention or listen. The Lord is listening, not just hearing, just like that. But listen is careful attention. God is giving attention to everything that you are talking to each other as well. So note it down. It is regard. Regard. Listen and hear. God is the one. Many times we have a question, is God hearing me? Is God hearing my prayers? Is God paying attention to the things that are happening in my life? Why is it that certain things are not happening in my life? What is going on, etc.? Let me tell you one thing. If you have the fear of God, as you speak to one another about what God has been doing, as much as you esteem God's name, remember, God is a witness to what is happening. He will regard everything that is happening in your life to the extent of listening and hearing. Paying attention. God is a God who regards your life. God is a God who regards your prayer life. God is a God who regards your fellowship that happens. Did you know that? when you are talking to somebody during lunchtime or later, etc., remember one thing. God is listening. God is paying attention to what you're saying. Even before the other person starts, okay, brother, I'll pray for you or pray with you, God has already started hearing. What a wonderful God we have. God hears our prayers, my dear. God hears our situations that are happening in our lives. Something that you and I need to recognize here. And then what does it say in the same verse, verse 16? And the Lord gave attention and heard it. He didn't stop there. He says, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord. A book of remembrance. God, when he is watching the things that are happening in your life, he is giving regard to things that are happening in your conversations and your life itself. He's taking regard of it. And then he is remembering as well. A book of remembrance. If you want, you can note it down. Remember. He regards. The favor of God is he regards everything that is happening in your life if you have the fear of God. And also, he remembered. The book of remembrance was kept. What is this book of remembrance? I just want us to look at a couple of verses and we will move forward. Let's all read this, Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10. This is a prophecy. Let's all read this together. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him. 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment and the books were opened. What is this books in plural? What is this books? Let us look at that in Revelation 20 verse 12 as well. Revelation 20 and verse 12. Note it down or you can read along with me please. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. You see that? I'm stressing on the words that are here. There are multiple books, my dear. There are multiple books. There is one important book. The prerequisite for the other books. And that book is none other than the book of life. If your name is not written in the book of life, other books have no value at all. There is one important book, which is the book of life. But that doesn't mean the other books are not looked at. Was opened, which is the book of life. And then they were judged according to the things that were written in the books. There are multiple books. Definitely there is one more book, which is the title of our sermon today, which is a book of remembrance. And that is why here in Malachi chapter 3 verse 16, it talks about the book of remembrance. When God remembers, he remembers everything that is happening in your life, my dear. Everything. The ups and downs in your life. As you have the fear of God in your life, and your life is filled with faith and fear going together. I'm not talking about the fear of man. Fear of man should go away when you have faith in God. But faith in God should beget the fear of God. If your faith in God is not resulting in the fear of God, you need to question the faith of God, faith in God itself, right? So as you live out a life in faith in God, fear of God, etc., God keeps watch. He regards of your things that are happening in your life. He pays attention. Don't think that he is not. Especially for those of us who have faith in God and have the fear of God. Maybe you are going through difficult situations in your life. If you have the faith in God and the fear of God, there is one verse I want to share with you from Psalm chapter 56 and verse 8. When I was reading through it, I was so really touched, my dear. And I want us to read it together with me. Psalm chapter 56 and verse 8. Please, all of us, shall we read this together, please. You have taken account of my wanderings. You have put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? You have put my tears in your bottle. God keeps track of the tears that you are going through in your life. The kind of tough situations, wanderings that are happening in your life, the tears that you have shed as a man and woman of God who has faith in God and have the fear of God, the ups and downs that you have been going through in your life, let me tell you, God regards your tears. Even today, in the Jewish custom, Jewish culture, women, I don't mean to say that men don't cry, but women, when they shed tears out of the situations that they're going through, it seems they sell a small bottle which has a small crevice where they can put that with a small curve there. They put it here and they cry. When they cry, the tears go into a bottle. And they keep that bottle. And when the things turn from sorrow to joy, they look at the bottle and say, Lord, you have turned my tears into joy. They still do that. The psalmist, when he says, you have put my tears in your bottle. Physically, I don't know whether there is a bottle there. How many bottles are there? Is there space there? Even for that matter, are there? How big is that book? Sometimes we tend to get into such kind of nitty-gritty nits that we miss on the concept and the principle. For that matter, book. Many of us probably are in Facebook. Is that a book? It's not a book, but you call it a Facebook. With the digitization that has happened, the book need not necessarily be a paper per se. How much more God, when the word of God talks about the book of remembrance, it may be something beyond our recognition, but the focus is on remembrance. Are they not in your book? Lord, you remember the day when I was crying out to you. When was the last time you cried out to God for certain things that are happening in your life, in your family life? Crying out to him. Remember one thing, God regards your tears. They are in his bottle. That's what it says, in your bottle. He keeps track of it. Are they not in your book? So note it down. The second point, remember the toils and tears. The things that are happening in your life, for God's sake, as you have the faith in God and fear of God, he remembers your toils and tears, my dear. That is the book of remembrance. That is the book of remembrance. And most of the time, these kind of things that are being talked about are related to certain things that have been happening during those days. And I want us to look at one of the verses from Esther chapter 6 and verse 1. Because they always try to relate to what is going on physically in the world to relate to spiritually. Because people can understand better. That is why God uses such kind of allegorical words called Book of Remembrance. There was something that was going on where Haman wanted to kill Mordecai. And he makes a plot. He digs a big hole where Mordecai will be thrown in to die. And Esther chapter 6 and verse 1 talks about the king who could not get sleep. Because Mordecai, long time ago, he told that this was what was going on to Esther. And Esther told the king. And they were immediately written in a book. With the king having so many things that were going on, he couldn't remember. So what did he do? He did not get sleep. He said, on that night, the king could not sleep. He gave orders to bring the book of memorable deeds, the chronicles, and they were read before the king. If you don't know the story, go back and read it. Wonderful story. About how Mordecai was honored in the place of Haman, and Haman was, he was thrown into the same pit that he himself dug. God honored. When there is a book of remembrance, human beings like this king did not remember, so he had to open the book and see. So God wanted to remind people through the psalmist and the book of Malachi that God never forgets what is happening in your life. And when he opens the book of remembrance, just like Mordecai was honored, God wants to honor you. That's what I want us to note it down. Reward, finally. Regard, listen and hear. God regards you, my dear. The favor of God is God regards us. He does not just keep himself away. If you are a man and woman of God who has faith in God that results in the fear of God, let me tell you one thing. There is a favor of God. You live out a life, you be obedient to the word of God, and you have the fear of God. You will experience God regarding us, God remembering our toils and tears, and also God rewards us. Back to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17. I love this verse. Yeah, I think even in the worship and baptism time, it was reminded us, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. I want us to read together, please, if you have your Bibles open. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 17. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. They will be mine. They are my people. Satan, if you are trying to attack them, they are my people. They are my treasured possession. I like the way in which some of the English translations use it. They are my treasured possession. See how God is considering those people who fear God. In the same context, 16 and 17, it talks about those who fear God, that they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession. God is going to have his possession. And at that time, you will see that he has made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a treasured possession, as it says in the letter written by Peter as well, that he has made us a treasured possession. That is the greatest reward. What more reward do you need other than to know that he is mine? The Lord says, I am his. I am my beloved's and he is mine. And the banner over me is love. The fear of God, as you experience it, you will experience the love of God in our lives. Today, during this Memorial Day weekend, while we remember those who gave their life to this country, and while we remember our own dear ones who lost their lives as well, let us not forget that God is a God who remembers. Zechariah means the Lord remembers. Do you know that? Zakar means remembers. Yah is Yahweh, the Lord remembers. In Noah's story also, the Lord remembered Noah after the flood subsided and he told him to come out of the ark. What a wonderful God we have. He won't forget you. Are you worried that God is not remembering you? Lord, remember me, Lord. Remember your handmaiden. Remember your child. You remember your son. You keep telling it. As you keep saying such kind of prayers, first focus upon the fear of God. As you have the fear of God, God will take care of the other things. At the book of remembrance, I'm looking forward for that. Apart from the book of life, there's a book of remembrance. God remembers you. God remembers me. May the Lord bless this word. As we have that remembrance of the fact that God remembers me, there is one thing that Jesus Christ has said. Do this in remembrance of me. If God is remembering us, how much more should we remember him all the days of our lives? He came into this world. He gave his life for you and I. And as we take part in this communion that is set before us, he's telling, do this in remembrance of me. During this Memorial Day weekend and even going forward as well, may this be our personal experience with God, that there are many things that are going to happen at the time of judgment. It might happen. Christ may come today. Are you ready? If he comes today, the book of remembrances will be ready to be opened. And God remembers your tears as well. Tears in his bottle. The book of remembrance and the bottle of tears. That's a wonderful study. If you want to make a study of your own, do that. May the Lord bless this word.